Hello, welcome to the overview. My name is Eva.
And I'm Delaney. Today we'll be discussing the book Hidden by Helen Frost. In this book, a girl named Wren Abbott is accidentally kidnapped, leading a whole family in a world but there are some awesome secrets in between.
We will also be talking about the main points in the book, the ending, and our opinions on the book, and what we think should have happened at the end, or what should have been solved.
Okay, so the start of the book, Wren is in her car with her mom. Her mom wants to go pay for gas inside the gas station. And there was shots fired, and this guy, Wes, gets in the car and accidentally kidnapped her. He is a car thief, and he doesn't know that she's back. So he goes to the house where him and his daughter are living. And Ren decides, like, okay, we'll get out of the car, and we'll be searching, and, like, I'm kidnapped, I don't know where I am. And so Ren gets into a boat that they have in their garage, and stays there for about a day or two, and then, and Dara says she's there, but we see on TV that this little girl named Ren is missing. Okay, so Dara found out that, like, this little girl named Ren is missing from her home, and she thinks that she is at her house. So Dara puts up food for her and ends up taking it, and that's how Dara knows that, like, she was there. Ren then escapes the next evening out of the cat, and went to a farm and called the police and got her home.
So after that happened, Wes, the person who kidnapped her, basically, was arrested, and, like, a couple years passed, and Dara and Ren end up going to the same camp. I think it's a summer camp.
Yeah, summer camp.
Yeah, and they end up talking, and so this is the middle of the kind of, and it's rising action because of the, like, they're getting to know each other and they're connecting, and also it's, like, getting interesting because Ren gets these, like, triggers, and just makes her, like, snap.
Mm-hmm. And so, with that, then we start seeing these hidden messages from the author, that come up. They just, like, they sort of, like, go along with the story throughout the book. Like, for example, like, there was some that said, like, I knew she was on the boat, like, I knew different things. But the thing is that they're only on Dara's, because it's, like, in the book, in the setup, they have, it goes from Ren to Dara each chapter. So, and only on Dara's chapters that this had those secret messages. They tell their own story in a way.
Yeah, so, like, all of the hidden messages are in, like, Dara's point of view, but they're all telling the story, like, connected.
Yeah. And then in the middle moment, after they meet at camp and everything, they said that they were both going to be lifeguards to go get training at summer camp. And so they ended up both being lifeguards, and they're in class with me. They were playing a game called, I think it was Swim.
It was, like, Drown Last or something.
Yeah, it was Drown Last. And so what happened was they would all get on to the platform in the middle of the lake, and they would jump off, and they would have to swim after each other and grab onto each other and have to try to, like, and but you would act like you were drowning, and you would try to get away, and you would act scared and just try to get away, and you try to get them back.
So you just have to, like, hold them down for a couple seconds.
Yeah, you have to hold them down take them back to the platform. Everyone had their person that they were gonna go after. Like Jeremy and all them went for their friends at summer camp. But Ren and Nara, they've already been very uncomfortable with people. They knew who they were, and they were really, really nervous to talk to each other, and so they had to go after each other, and they were so nervous about it. But so they go after each other, and I think it was Dara, and Dara was really scared, and so she and Ren was like, Dara had first, and Dara was pulling her hair and doing all that stuff and shoving her underwater, and Ren was shoving underwater, and Dara was trying to fight back, and so Ren shoved her under the water, pulled her hair, and Dara had no other choice but to kick her in the stomach to get away because she needed air, and she was not getting air because she was underwater. So,
by the time she got up, she realized that Ren was like crying, and it was just one of those triggers that I talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Because of the things that happened in the past between them and their families and stuff. So, we made individual like poems that had
the resolution, the falling action resolution.
Oh, okay. After this moment happened, they soon like apologized and stuff, and they were talking more, and they finally got together and talked about the whole situation that happened between them like a couple years before, and then they became like close kind of friends, I guess.
They were close friends, and the resolution, Ren got to meet Dara's mom face to face instead of just hearing her, because she heard her name Stacy, the mother, and Wes like was beating and yelling, very abusive dad. And so when Stacy came to pick up Dara from camp, Ren finally got to meet her, and that's exactly how the book ends, which is a little off, but we'll explain that later.
It's kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
But Dara never really wanted to go to the camp in the first place, but because she saw Ren there, and that just made her not want to go even more. But she went because of her grandmother.
And you can pull up her poems, by the way, to record.
So
we went through poems about this story that we had to write with the same messages, just like the author did. So our poems have nothing to do with the story of the book, but the secret message. So we're going to go ahead and read those to me, and then we'll tell you our secret messages. So my poem was, we finally headed west. Everyone told me that it would suck, but it wasn't. I missed the rodeo. Everyone told me I was bad until I met that guy.
My poem was more like towards like during the storyline, like when they first figured out, and I think Stacy and Dara both knew that the girl was in there, but they didn't say anything. So that's when this poem took place for the secret message. And my poem Was sometimes we hate her mom. Sometimes she knows about her problems, like about her issues, and being a girl, like the emotional problems that I, a girl, deal with. But my mom is one of my friends. She's kind of not cool sometimes, but she's one of my friends, my best friend. So the hidden message for this, it kind of doesn't go with anything, but for the actual poem, the hidden message is kind of okay. Mom knows about the girl, but she is kind of...
Okay, hidden message goes with, like, Stacy and, like, at the camp, that sees her at the end of the book, towards the end, and finally meet, and knows exactly who the is, because that's what happened in a huge family.
Reading the book was really, really weird. The emotions of they were Stacy had no clue what was going on. Dara they talked about it. Dara was being more sure of herself, like, okay, I want her to be my mom, like, I want us to be friends, I want us to work out. And so you have a little bit nervous, a little bit out there, but it ended up pretty okay, which leads me to believe that their relationship lasted. So we don't know what happened to him. I don't know what Dara was about. Like, one of the main points in the book is, like, Dara is super nervous about her dad because she doesn't know how it's going to be, how he's changed, what's going to happen. Like, her parents had a divorce while he was in jail, so she has no clue what her life is going to be like. So, I mean, it's been 6 years since she's seen her father, so she's been very, very nervous.
She's been very nervous.
Sit back here. Okay. I just really felt like this story was really kind of like it should be. Like, there should have been more to it because more many things that happened. And it was just
since there's not a sequel, there's not going to be a sequel to this book. Kind of expecting another book, but we can't really it doesn't make the story like it should be in the book, and nothing results really.
Life is like, keep believing. Life is like, keep believing. Hope, but pretending. Hope. See y'all next time. See y'all next time.